Heading into our first guest to interview segment this morning as well, and the Star Valley Lady Braves soccer team being represented today. And of course, Coach Jessica Bagley in studio. A couple of her seniors here as well, Willow Allman and Kylie Moyer, all in studio. Coach, Willow, Kylie, how's it going today, guys?
We're doing good.
Yeah, we're good. Thanks.
Let's talk about you guys had a match last night. You got another one today. Evanston was in town yesterday. Lady Braves jumped out to a lead. You kind of had to play two different ways. You get to play with the lead, and then you had to try and find the equalizer, both of which you did. Talk about yesterday's match. Willow, you in particular, you had a really interesting goal, which I thought I chuckled to myself about. Kind of tell us about that.
So they have the short balls that they pass back, and we were just watching our anticipation, and as soon as we saw that they were passing there, we just jumped and pressured and kept that intensity high and got a goal off of it.
Very cool. And tell us what position you play, Willow.
I play a little bit of everywhere. I play a lot of center mid, but I've went out of my reach a little bit and played a little bit of wing yesterday and so okay. And forward.
And Kylie, how about you? What position do you play on the team? Right into that microphone there.
Yeah,
there
I'm a center back defender, and so I can... That's my main position, yeah.
Okay, so tell us your thoughts on the match yesterday with Evanston and that come-from-behind equalizer.
I personally think that Evanston got a lot better from the past few years, and they made us work for our ending tie in the game. I think that our team played pretty well and that we kept it together, so I'm really proud of our team.
Do you guys want to throw this out there? They're being really modest on this goal. Willow's being really modest. It's one of those where this is now, coach and girl, correct me if I'm wrong. The keeper did something. She wasn't paying attention. She wasn't paying attention to Willow, and she was trying to pass to her teammate. It was basically the equivalent of making a bad pass. Someone steals it and goes in for a dunk, and that's what Willow did. Oh. She stole this and punched it in, and that ended up tying the match. It was awesome. I really enjoyed it.
Oh yeah, it was exactly that. You know, we've been paying attention to those short goal kicks that they've been doing recently. You know, there's a lot of people that are unable to make a long ball on those goal kicks, and so they've kind of changed the rules a little bit where you can receive it in the box, and so Willow just took advantage, right, and just came in right behind.
It was awesome.
Thank you.
Coach Bagley, tell us your overall thoughts on the match yesterday and what you took away from it.
You know, I've been really excited. We have mostly returning defenders and then a lot of offensive players who don't have a lot of varsity experience. So as we started our season, we've been talking a lot about mental toughness and being able to meet head-on high-pressure challenges in practice so we can meet high-pressure teams and win games. There's not very many times in the last couple years that I've been coaching where we have been behind and then we've come ahead to either tie or win a game, and you know, that just shows the intensity of my girls and how they're not giving up and that they're increasing in mental toughness. And I think that's one of the biggest lessons you can teach a lot of these athletes, you know, going forward in life. So I'm really thrilled.
Ladies, let's talk about your career as soccer players and as athletes at Star Valley High School. You're seniors. You've been teammates for a while. You've got just a few weeks left of school and of athletic competition. Kylie, let's start with you. And what has your teammates and this program meant to you over the last 3 or 4 years?
For playing over 4 years, it's the amount of growth that I've watched our team grow together. It's incredible, and I'm super proud of all of the seniors and the improvement that they've made, and I feel like the soccer team has meant a lot to me, and I really enjoy playing it every year. And hopefully I can do more out of college or out of high school, I mean. So, yeah.
I think it's been amazing to watch all the girls and get to know everybody and personalities and learn how to work with all these different people, because it's been made it easier outside of soccer to do it too. And so being able to grow with a lot of my teammates and our seniors and seeing us all come together and just keep growing has been one of the most funnest experiences I've had.
Very cool. So you guys are on the road today, hitting the spring break bus, right, to go to Rock Springs for a match before spring break. What has Coach Bagley been focusing on during practice this week? Of course, you had Evanston yesterday. Now what do you do against Rock Springs? Kind of similar game style, or does things change up a little today?
We definitely have to come out with a lot more intensity. They're a more high-intense team playing. They have a really good triangle passes, so we've really got to step and watch those triangle passes and hit our sweet spots to score some goals.
You know, one of the things we always talk about, and different sports have different, I think, opinions of what they're all about. And one thing about soccer, and, you know, people always kind of equate football. You always hear the phrase football weather. Honestly, soccer weather is a lot worse than football weather on an average year. I mean, even yesterday, that was considered probably a pretty good day for soccer weather, but it was still dang cold. How do you cope with that over the course of, I mean, you're out there for several hours. I guess you're running several miles too, but your thoughts on spring soccer in Western Wyoming, it's not exactly a perfect weather situation.
No, it's definitely not. I'm always dressed in like 100 layers, and I have heated pants and a heated coat, and I take them everywhere we go because I am not freezing.
They have heated pants?
Oh, yeah.
I learn stuff on the radio all the time. That the track girls told me about caffeinated gum. Remember that conversation? Mm-hmm. Caffeinated gum and heated pants. What a world we live in.
Well, if it makes you feel better, the press box got a little warm yesterday. I had to take off my jacket because it was the heater was turned up too high.
I was out there with you yesterday. I was taking pictures, and I got a bunch of them. They'll be at SVINews.com a little later today.
You know, you say that it was cold, and, you know, on average, it is a cold day, right? But for me, that was one of the warmest games that we've played.
Yeah,
right?
that's kind of what I was saying. Yeah. It was considered cold by most standards, but yeah, for Western Wyoming spring soccer, it's like, oh, this is quite pleasant. Yeah. There was no rain, there was no wet, there's none of that. One thing that I do want to throw out there that you'll be dealing with most likely today is wind. It's a wind factory out in Rock Springs. How does that affect your play when you're trying to make those long passes and things of that nature?
So we got to keep our balls more on the ground and actually move a lot more just so we can get it to each other and not have to do a lot of those long balls in the air because they don't go anywhere. And so we just kind of work together and use more triangle passes and keep the ball on the ground.
Yeah, it's like super important to like our passing and stuff when there's wind like that. It makes it a lot harder to play outside.
In studio today for First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday, senior Star Valley High School girls soccer players Kylie Moyer and Willow Allman. Coach Jessica Bagley also in studio today. Coach, of course, you got these two great senior leaders on your team. Tell us about who else you have this year that's making an impact for the Lady Braves.
Yeah, I think we have an incredibly strong defense. You know, they're all returning varsity players. We have Harper Sessions, who's a sophomore, and then Ambry Nelson, who's also a sophomore, and hopefully that they stay healthy throughout the season. We've got Jordan Roberts. She was out last season due to injury, and she's kind of nursing another little injury over spring break, and hopefully that they'll be able to come back strong. another senior that we put back there yesterday was Sadie Hulse, and she played soccer last year for her first year, and it was really nice to see the improvements that she made, and she helped our defense play strong and keep them together. And we've changed up the formation just a little bit, and we put Caitlin Anderson back there with Kylie, and just their experience playing together, they make a really good team in that back line. So we're really excited about that. We are also waiting for Katie Dandridge to get back on the pitch too, where she's got some really great crosses and ability to shoot the ball from outside. we learned last year that, you know, there was only two people on the roster that didn't take a shot in varsity. One was a freshman and the other one was the goalkeeper. And so, you know, for Star Valley Soccer, we're improving and we're not just focusing on one person taking a shot. Everyone's building that confidence to, you know, try and get one in the back of the net. It doesn't matter who you are. Let's take, you know, those opportunities to our advantage.
Certainly another player that stood out to me yesterday in goal was Matt Christensen. She there were probably three shots that were like point blank. A lesser keeper, those would have gotten past her, and she stonewalled those. I was just super impressed with that. She's a great luxury to have between the pipes back there.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, she's made some great improvements too. I would say one of those dives yesterday was one of the best I've seen in her years at soccer. And you know, she's got some great mental toughness, and we're excited that, you know, she's signed for volleyball. And, you know, those volleyball basketball girls, that they make a nice little asset in the goal. So hopefully anyone listening, you know, keep that in mind. Even if you don't know soccer, we got a place for hands.
Awesome. Well, Coach, we talked about Rock Springs today. What's up next for you and your program after spring break? I mean, even way down towards the end of the season, you get to host regionals this year. So that's got to be nice.
We're just continuing on our path of having a strong defense and kind of beating our opponents in the middle. Our state has a lot of strong middle players, and we have just built a good defense and players coming back with more experience. You know, they're ready to shoot the ball. We can work it outside, spreading the field and taking that ball away from their strong players. And I think our girls have a lot of ability to move it up the field and get into the goal. And so we're just working a couple of different options, so when we are up in the field, we are ready to make good decisions. So that's one of the things we'll be working on. The other is just tightening up our defense and our man marking with some of those fast teams that we have, and just anticipating where the ball's going to go and win it from there.
Excellent. That's Coach Jessica Bagley with two senior soccer players for the Lady Braves, Willow Allman and Kylie Moyer. Thank you all for coming in today. Good luck in Rock Springs. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.